Hi, this is Brian Lehrer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at WNYC.org and iTunes.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed IT Services, delivering a comprehensive suite of managed services, including implementing, securing, and scaling applications designed for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Don't forget to sign up for our podcast. It's free. We'll send you a segment of the show every day right to the computer. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to sign up. Anyone see the business section of the Times today? David Leonhardt's article, he's going to join us in a minute, about men getting happier and women getting less so in the United States. Let me give you the gist of this, and we'll take some calls to see if this reflects your experience. 30 years ago, women were somewhat happier than men, according to surveys at the time. That has gradually changed to where men are now somewhat happier than women. And the article cites several studies, but focuses on certain activities that seem to hold the key. Men work less than they used to. Women work more. Men have generally cut back on activities that they don't like to do. Women do more. Part of it is the old second shift phenomenon of women working outside the home then also doing most of the housework and child care. But even beyond that, it says women's use of time has simply shifted more than men's. They actually are cutting back on housework after they come home from paid work. They just feel bad about it in a way that men don't. So does this sound like you? Men, women, call us. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Does this sound like you compared to your mother or father, since they're measuring generational change? Are you happier at your current age than your parents were at the same age, do you think? 212-433-9692. And ironically, one theory here is that women were happier a generation ago because they had narrower ambitions. Now they want more, so there is more to be dissatisfied about. Now, there's a philosophical question. Is someone better off happy because they don't expect much from life or frustrated because they expect a lot? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And David Leonhardt joins us briefly now from a train passing through Philadelphia. Hiya, David.
Hi, Brian. It's good to be here. Sorry about the call from the train.
No, that's okay. You sound pretty good, actually. And it's this even extends to high school students, you wrote.
That's right, which is really interesting because high school students don't face a lot of the demands and stresses that adults do. But about 30 years ago, high school girls were somewhat happier than high school boys. About 22% of high school senior girls would have said they were extremely happy, compared to 16% of boys. And the percentage of girls who say they're extremely happy hasn't changed. It's remained at 22%. But the percent of boys who say they're extremely happy has jumped up to 25%. And in a way, I mean, I sort of think that our expectation should be that people have gotten happier. Life's a lot better than it was 30 years ago. People live longer. We have much cooler stuff. There's less crime. There are all sorts of reasons why people should be happier. But what it seems that's happened, as you say, is that the demands that are now on women and on girls and the demands they place on themselves are so big that it's hard for them not to feel as if they're falling short of them. And that in no way suggests that things were better off before the women's movement and things were better off in the 70s. But it does suggest that we haven't sort of built the structures either in society or in families that properly recognizes how much the world has changed since the 70s.
And the key to this is in measuring how happy people are during given activities. And you had a really cool chart along with the article that compares the percentage of time that women and men find each activity unpleasant. So let's go down some of these and talk about some of the more telling ones. So at the low end, there isn't much difference. time spent at a cafe or a bar, well, almost nobody finds that unpleasant, but interestingly, only 2% of men do, but 6% of women find time. So three times as many women are unhappy at a bar, but I think that should be self-explanatory. Everybody's happy when they're exercising, but then you get to gardening. Only 9% of women are unhappy when they garden. 17% of men are unhappy when they garden. Everybody's computer use is about the same. 13% of people, men and women, are unhappy when they're using a computer. Then cooking, we start to see a disparity. Only 12% of men are unhappy when they're cooking. 17% of women are unhappy when they're cooking. And, David, that's a telling one.
It is, and I think, and one of the things to keep in mind is this is not percent of people, it's percent of time. So 12% of the time that men are cooking, they're mainly unhappy.
Uh-huh.
And I actually think gardening and cooking are two really nice examples, because to overgeneralize a little bit, I think when men cook, it's often a hobby. And when women garden, it's often a hobby. So in some ways, it's not shocking that men find gardening less pleasant.
When men are gardening, they're mowing the lawn, and it's a chore. And when women are cooking, it's almost every day because they have to.
Precisely. And what's interesting when you look at this list is when you start to see some of the things that are less pleasant for women than for men, visiting and hosting friends and time with parents, which I highlighted in the column, those are really less pleasant for women. And I think the key there is those things are often more like work. When they're visiting or hosting friends, women are often doing a lot of the planning and the cooking and the serving. And when they're spending time with parents, women are often doing things like helping their aging parents pay bills or planning the next Christmas or Rosh Hashanah celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And with men, it's, as one of the economists I interviewed said, it tends to be sitting on the sofa and watching football with dad.
By the way, my producer says in her circles, more of the men cook than the women, but she must travel in very alternative circles or ones without kids. But that time with parents, this is the one that you dwelled on and that really jumped out. And listen to the disparity. Men are unhappy spending time with their parents only 7% of the time. Women are unhappy spending time with their parents 27% of the time.
Yeah, it's just stunning. I mean, it suggests what's great about that is that women are unhappy with their parents more often than they're unhappy doing laundry and ironing. They're only unhappy 25% of the time doing laundry and ironing. And again, I think it goes to the idea that for them, time with parents is often not relaxing, but it resembles work on some level.
The guys sit on the sofa and watch football, and the women are making the meals to feed the guys sitting on the sofa doing football.
Exactly. What's so nice about this form of happiness research is that it's a little bit less subjective than the other form where you just ask people whether they're happy. And it's a little less dependent on things like expectations. And when you look at this happiness research, in fact, women were not happier 30 years ago than men were. They were slightly less happy, which is to say they spent slightly more time doing unpleasant activities than men 30 years ago. And over the last 30 years, that gap has really grown. Women have cut back ever so slightly on the amount of time they do unpleasant activities, but men have cut back significantly.
David, your cell phone is breaking up as you head toward Dover there, so we're going to let you go. I will mention, in case you didn't see it yourself yet, that you've got over 400 comments already on the New York Times website from this article, and our lines are all lit up, so we're going to talk to some listeners right now.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Thanks a lot for coming on. And Liz in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
So does all this sound like you?
Totally. I was talking to my husband just the other day, and I said, you know, I just have this feeling like there's something I'm supposed to be doing that I'm not doing. And he says to me, oh, everything's fine. I'm looking around my house. It's in a complete shambles. And every day, I work part-time. I have two kids. And every day, it's a struggle to get everything done that I need to get done. And I look around the house at the end of the day, and I feel like I've made no progress whatsoever.
Now, this plays right into another thing from David's article, which is that one of the things that has fallen over a generation is the amount of time devoted to dusting. And so the difference is, as one of these researchers pegs it, that men just don't care that they live in a dustier house than their fathers might have, but the women do.
And my husband's mother cares very much how clean the house is when she comes to visit.
Oh, and she gives it to you, not him, right?
You bet.
Liz, thanks a lot. Maureen in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So, does this sound like you?
No, I'm very happy.
Good. Go ahead. Is that all you called to say?
Well, no. Your screener had said, you know, do you find the same in your friends? And I said, no. I said, I think that many of the women that I know are not happy.
Uh-huh.
And he asked why, and I said, a lot of times I think it has to do with choices and regrets that they have more than, you know, the house being clean. It's an overall, you know, part of the disposition because of, you know, things that happen.
What do you think your friends regret mostly?
Well, different choices that they've made, you know, over the years. And I think that affects women emotionally more than it does men. Men don't relive events in their life like women do.
Maureen, thanks for your call. By the way, only women are calling us on this. Maybe we should save a line for at least one man. Should we do that? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Maybe women are happier waiting on hold to talk on a talk show than men are. No, because if we were talking about Iran or President Bush, then we'd have all men on the line. But 212-433-9692. And Ronnie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi there. I'm so glad you're doing this topic. I think it's so important to keep women happy at this day and age because we've got war in the Middle East and we've got all these things happening. And basically, if women aren't happy, I mean, you're seeing the reflection of that on a global scale. you know, we have been traditionally the peacekeepers in the family. And I feel like myself, like I just turned 29. I'm an attorney. However, like for my mother, you know, she was married by my age. She had already had me by my age.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was the one going to school when she was pushing his career forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have those same expectations for myself, which is amazing and beautiful to have that opportunity. However, none of the previous expectations of the previous generation have fallen away. So when I hear of women's women feeling uncomfortable being with their family as opposed to just doing laundry sort of solitarily, I can understand that because, you know, there are all these expectations that can't be fulfilled for the previous generation, yet we still want to, we're trained as people pleasers and we can't please our families, whereas like men, I think it stayed pretty consistent. You know, if you're achieving and you're still achieving, then, you know, in this generation, you're doing okay.
Do you have a solution other than turning the clock back to 1962?
I think we definitely need to work together with men to sort of change the cultural, social stereotypes. And also to, women need to draw boundaries and assert themselves in the situation where they're doing a very good job of being men in the workplace, but not asserting their boundaries at home and saying, you know what, I can't do this, this, and this. I'm taking on too much.
Right.
And recognizing, you know, what's possible and what isn't possible.
Then, of course, you get this article implies you get to the old conflict end that the men don't care that the apartment is dusty.
Exactly. Then, unfortunately, if it's the drag, you've got to move on because there are supportive men out there and there are men who are changing. And, you know, the guys need to keep up on this one. You know, if the women are changing, the men need to change as well.
Ronnie,
we need to work together.
Thanks a lot for your call.
Thanks.
And Beth in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I just have a quick anecdote. My sister recently told me that she came home one day from work. She and her husband have three kids and they both work. And she looked around, and her house was a mess, and she just felt like things were out of control. And she said, something's got to give, something's got to give. And my brother-in-law said, well, I'll let me think about it. And the next day, he said, okay, how about the vacuuming? And he was serious. So
there you go. That's it in a nutshell. Thanks, Beth. Oh, here's our token man, Jack in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Jack, thanks a lot.
Hi. I wanted to just turn the conversation to the other part of life, which is the work part of life. And I think, in part, you've got a statistical skew. You've got a large baby boomer generation where the men are kind of at the height of their career, and the women are behind. Beyond that, they've also perhaps taken time off for raising the kids, so they're even further behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think their job satisfaction is less. I mean, women's.
Right. And does this apply to you? I don't know, your family
it
situation.
It does, actually. It very much does. But the other part of it does as well, and that is that my wife has the burden of the house mostly, For my generation, I think I do a lot. My kids, my married sons, do a lot more than I do, and I admit it freely. But there's no question that she has the burden of the house, and I don't, in part because my job takes me out of the city quite a bit.
Right, Jack, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Another guy, David in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi.
So?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm one of those guys that live alone. I have the reverse of the situation happening. Basically, cooking is a bit of a chore to me because it's something I have to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And gardening is something I don't do at all anymore, but when I was younger, I used to do it often. So I have the reverse issue from most women.
And you gardened for pleasure when you
for
did
pleasure.
It, right?
When I was a teenager, I was a high schooler in Brooklyn growing up. Imagine that.
A garden grows in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So when you look at the possibility of getting married, if you do, does this kind of conversation daunt you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I actually look forward to doing more gardening and less cooking.
There it is, David. Thanks a lot. Terry in Merrick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi. One of the things that I mentioned to your producer was just that I'm in my early 40s, well-educated, working mom, and a lot of my friends feel similarly in the workplace, that you're always torn, that once you had your kids, you feel very much like you don't do anything as well as you did. You can't be as dedicated to your job. When you are at work, if your kid's sick, you're worrying about your child, you're feeling like perhaps you're not as good a mom as you thought you would be.
So you're doing all these things the best you can, and you're really happy you have your job, and you're really happy you have your kids, but there's always this little tug at you from all sides, leaving you unhappy more than the men.
Absolutely, because I think a lot of and I'm generalizing, but I feel like women in particular take things very personally.
Terry, I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to sneak in Alfred in Bridgewater, who I think wants to respond to something that Ronnie said. Alfred, you got 15 seconds. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I think it's just the choice from the beginning when the woman tried if she chose her husband for the beginning, if she's going to change him or not.
Because Ronnie said, move on and find the supportive man if he won't do
correct.
The housework.
Because I've been doing a lot of chores around the house between cooking and cleaning and everything, and I leave only the dusting to my wife, including taking
right.
care of
okay.
my kids.
Right, okay. Well, I got to leave it there. But he told the screener that women think they're going to change the men, and they never do. Thanks for calling. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.